We'll spend the next few minutes chatting with Ben Kennedy, author of the eye-opening new book, Why is America So Fat? Let me give you some statistics. Medical experts know that myriad diseases, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and some cancers, are related to weight and lack of exercise. Type 2 diabetes, directly linked to excessive weight, used to affect mainly older people. Now it's turning up in grade school kids. $75 billion a year is being spent nationally to treat obesity-related ailments, with only 7 states spending a higher percentage than the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Worldwide, illnesses linked to excessive weight, smoking, and lack of exercise are thought to account for 1/3 of all deaths. But Ben Kennedy has some ideas that that are a little different from these statistics. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Roy. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's nice to be on a hometown station, so to speak. I'm up here in Louisville.
Right. Great to have you here, Ben. Let me ask you, what have you had to eat today?
What have I had to eat today? Well, I've been on the radio most of the day, so I've actually had to pretty much survive on liquid supplements, but I just ate some ostrich meat about 15 minutes ago.
Now, wait a minute, Ben. Where do you get ostrich meat in Kentucky?
Well, you can get it here at my little health food store, and the reason I eat ostrich meat is it's very low in fat and it's high in protein.
But I don't think I could eat an ostrich, and I got to be real honest with you. It's just like eating a cat.
And actually, I believe there's a meat shop right across the street from me. I think they carry ostrich meat, although since I sell it myself, I've never had the need to purchase it from them.
You have some ideas, Ben, that are a little different as to why people gain weight, right?
I would say that's fair. I'm looking at more from politics, which unfortunately seems to affect everything that we do anymore. And I'm looking from the standpoint of the standard excuses that we are given for why people are so fat, of lack of exercise and poor diet. They just don't add up to me anymore, because we've been hearing that for 20 years, and let's face it, the food supply is not that much different today than it was in the 70s, and there weren't all these fat people walking around.
So who benefits from, if your theory is correct, who's benefiting from this country being overweight?
Well, there's no question that some of the big companies involved in healthcare, especially the pharmaceutical companies, are benefiting tremendously from the illnesses that you cited a minute ago by selling, drugs that treat such illnesses. The question is it intentional? And I think from the evidence that I present in my book that you have to answer yes. They really do want people to continue to be overweight because they just make too much money from people being overweight.
Have you had the opportunity, Ben, to express your ideas to elected representatives in the Commonwealth?
Yes, actually I have. Again, this is the first interview I've done back home, so I haven't considered these kind of things. But I did talk to State Senator Dan Syme, who is an excellent man to talk to about anything when it relates to health and fitness, because he works out on a regular basis himself. He understands, a lot of the issues that are involved. In fact, one of the evidence that I use to prove that it is about money is what happened with the ban on a federal weight loss products. And I discussed that with Senator Syme, and we could have had a ban on products here before the federal law went into effect if it wasn't for people like Dan who, stepped forward and I think, spread the word that, look, this is just a scam. These federal weight loss products are not unsafe. Otherwise, all the products would be banned, and that wasn't what happened at the federal level.
Now, have you had an opportunity yet to judge reaction to your book?
I would.
Have you got any letters from McDonald's or anybody?
No, I haven't got it. But I'm not bashing McDonald's.
Yeah.
In fact, to some extent, I'm certainly not an advocate of fast food, but I don't think that's what's causing the obesity problem. I think it's these, and something that is a big eye opener for a lot of people is all the prescription drugs that make them overweight and list weight gain as a side effect. For instance, Lipitor. How many people here in Kentucky are using Lipitor?
Yeah, I do.
You use it yourself?
Yeah.
Have you experienced any weight gain from it?
I don't know if I can relate it directly to that, or.
But you have gained some weight, so you don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and the problem that I see is that most people are unaware that these drugs may be causing them to gain weight. So when they make the effort to diet and exercise and it doesn't work, they just get frustrated and give up. And that's really what my book is about, is providing information to people and saying, look, you know, here's something you need to be aware of. And that's
in reality, Ben, I mean, if you take Lipitor, you got to take Lipitor, right?
Well, it's your body, right? You can make the decision. And I don't know if your doctor told you, but actually improving your diet and doing some exercise could lower cholesterol naturally, and that would help you lose weight, not gain weight. I think that's one of the problems, though. Your doctor probably didn't tell you that, did he?
I don't recall.
You know, that's the thing. You go to the doctor, and they just give you a prescription, and, you know, they talk to you for a couple minutes, and you're gone. And what I think, the only solution to this obesity epidemic is for the average person to take control of their own health and start asking doctors questions like, hey, you know, if I take this drug, is it going to make me gain weight? You know, what are the alternatives that are out there for having high cholesterol?
And they are.
Well, yes, there's, again, as I just mentioned, improving your diet, eating low fat, just like the example you asked me what I ate. You know, there's a reason I'm eating ostrich meat. It is very low meat, low fat for meat. So hopefully I won't ever have to have a problem with high cholesterol.
Does it taste like chicken?
Actually, it tastes just like beef jerky.
Oh, does it?
What I'm eating, it's really the only meat that I have available to me that's, you know, kind of a snack.
And how do you fix ostrich?
Well, again, what I have, it's just kind of, instead of, it's like eating beef jerky. It tastes pretty good. I'm assuming you can cook it just like steak. Like I said, I know the meat shop sells it across the road, and again, it's just a very, anything that is like a free-range animal that they get meat from, and I know they have some buffalo meat, is, you know, going to be a lot lower in fat. But to be honest with you, I'm not somebody, I do eat a low-fat diet, but, you know, I don't obsess over it. The other side of my life is that I do lift weights a lot, and so I burn a lot of calories. And when you're burning a lot of calories, you really don't have to worry too much about what you're eating.
Then we got to go. But,
okay.
Do you have a website?
Yes, it's whyisamericasofat.com, and the best deal I have for anybody interested in the book is if they type in vitamin in the coupon code, they'll get a free multivitamin along with the book.
All right, Ben, best of luck.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, thank you, Ben Kennedy. And we'll be right back.